like Paul said yesterday, obviously, that Matthew Perreault is a game-time decision. If he can't play tonight, what kind of a void is that, or what does he bring to the lineup that you guys may miss tonight?
Yeah, a ton of energy and plays hard every night, so we value what he brings to our group, and we'll go from there.
On the other side of it, if it is Jack Roslovic, what have you liked from him so far this season?
Yeah, he plays with a lot of energy. He's on the puck really hard, and we like what he does for our group.
Minnesota said they weren't happy with their game in that last game. They said they're going to bring more. What more would there be to expect from that team?
I suppose that'd be a good question to ask them if they said they weren't happy with their game. Can't really speculate what the other team's going to do. We're worried about our group.
You look back at your game one. Is there anything that really stands out from that first night for you now that you're a little bit removed from it?
Yeah, there's a lot of built-up energy in the building, built-up energy with our team. I think first time through it for a lot of guys, so a little bit of anxiety and, you know, get that out of the way and just play the game.
You see potentially any player not be able to be in the lineup, Blake, but the fact that you guys have had to deal with the injuries all throughout the regular season, does that make it a little bit easier going into this game because it's not new territory?
We've relied on our depth all year. It's been the strength of our team, and we feel very fortunate the amount of bodies we have, you know, that can fill in and be effective. So we certainly miss the guys that have been hurt, and but it's always a great opportunity for guys to step in the lineup. And typically when you see a guy step in, they bring a lot of energy, a lot of excitement. So it's sometimes a good shot in the arm for the group. I just think that, you know, first game is always a bit of a cluster. Everyone's trying to assert, how hard they can hit and how big of a man they are. And once you get that out of the way, you start playing hockey, and the rest takes care of itself.
My name's Blake.
What is the ideal first shift for you in a game? Is it a touch? Is it a hit? Is it a chase? Is it, what is it?
Ideal?
Yeah.
Scoring a goal? I mean, that'd be ideal.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen very often. I think just winning a draw and trying to get a forecheck going, create a little energy for the group. Some the next line can build off of is what you try to do. But ideal doesn't happen very often.
Blake, your teammates said that after they took the lead in that third period, you know, they kind of looked to you and that's where they found the energy to do what you guys did after that. Is it a feeling that, do you feel the eyes from your fellow teammates on you and the need for you to set the tone in games like these?
Well, I think we have a tremendous amount of depth, and it's not on one single guy. It's not on a couple guys. I think the strength of our team has been our team, and I try to be consistent with what I do. I think the leaders on our team, that's our goal, is just to be consistent every day with what we do, how we prepare, what we're trying to say to the guys, and how we play every single night. You can't have the guys you're relying on, coming in and out of games. You just got to be consistent. It's what I try to do. It's what I think all my teammates try to do, and it's why I don't think there's a situation like what happened last game, giving up a lead in the third period that we can't overcome. So it's what gives us a lot of confidence.